the first decision that has to be made when we're chanting japa is what we're going to be doing during our japa time. And it really takes a conscious and determined effort and a decision. So the primary decision is, what am I going to be doing during japa time? And of course, the suggestion is, I'm going to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And on the other side of that is what I'm not going to be doing. And the answer is that we wish to be determined about is that I'm not going to be doing anything else. Now, it's easy to say this, and the struggle is to convince your mind that it's not going to be doing anything else during this time. This is a special time, a very rare time, where I have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. It's sort of what everyone longs for. Private time with Krishna. So this is Krishna in the form of his holy name. So decide right now. Take a few moments and decide if you're going to be in that mood when you chant japa, the mood of I have nothing else to do except be with Krishna, and really I have nothing else to do. And what that's going to practically mean is not that the mind won't wander, because it's the nature of the mind is to be chanchal, always flickering, going here and there. But the determination that when it does wander and I become conscious of it, then I'm going to bring it back to a very simple goal, is to be with Krishna by touching the sound vibration of Krishna's name with my consciousness, to be with Krishna consciously by touching the sound vibration of Krishna's name with my consciousness by hearing. That's the way to touch Krishna in the form of his holy name. So take a few moments and make your own personal decision and your sankalpa, your determination. And then pray for help and pray for sincerity. Pray to Guru, Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, such a special Vaishnava. And pray to Sisi Gornatai, who are merciful, and Mahaprabhu mercifully came telling his followers to chant Krishna's names every day, a certain amount of fixed number of rounds every day. Pray to Sisi Radha Govinda, Radha Shamasunda, Krishna Balaram. And then whenever you're ready, and Giriraj, of course, who's right over there, and soon we'll even be able to see him. Cough to your heart's content, and then when you're ready to begin, just begin chanting. And I always like to think in terms of trying to hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with the word Hare. And if I can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, I feel very, very happy, because it's such a fortunate occurrence. Okay, whenever you take your time and know what your goal is, and be determined, be detached, and try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with the word Hare, you're so fortunate. Eka Krishna mantra japa sarva papa chai. All sinful reactions gone with one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And I'll speak sometimes. And just keep chanting. Ram, hai, Ram, 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 Ram. Just try your best. If the mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing, touching Krishna in the form of his holy names with the consciousness by hearing. Being with Krishna by hearing the sound vibration, the sweet sound vibration of Krishna's holy names. I also find it helpful not to try too hard in one sense. Let the hearing and consciousness gently touch, gently, gently touch the holy names. Because we're trying to slow the mind down so it's in sattva gun, in goodness. So it's very difficult if one is passionate about being in goodness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And if you're able to hear one mantra or more, and the mind starts becoming peaceful, be extremely grateful, considering that this is by the mercy of the land of Vrindavan. If we think we are the ones who are doing it, the mind will go in the wrong direction. But always remain a humble servant in this. And the Lord's mercy flows downward to those who are feeling themselves needing it and fallen. Tirinarabhi sunichena tarorabhi sihisnuna. Be very determined to try your best. This is a very rare opportunity we have, so try your best. Take advantage of it. Take a step towards Krishna. Sincerely and gently. If you are chanting well, it's Krishna's mercy. Your mind is wandering here and there. Take advantage of this form of Krishna's mercy by praying more deeply for assistance and help from our shelters. You have nothing else to do. You have nothing else to do. You have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. Be determined on this point. This is such a rare opportunity. Please take it. This is your time to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. You have nothing else to do now. Let the world solve its problems, but you be with Krishna in his holy names. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. And if Krishna gives you the opportunity to hear, don't take it for granted. If Krishna gives you the opportunity to chant well, don't take it for granted. It's the time to become more determined and more in, more absorbed. More needing Krishna's help. Pray to Krishna to help you. Pray to Giriraj to help you. Pray to Sisi Gonatai to help you. Pray to Guru Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada to help you. Pray to the dust of Vrindavan to help you. Pray to Krishna Balaram Radhashyama Sundar Sisi Gonatai to help you. We have so much help. Please be determined to try your best. During this short time that we're together, chanting together, praying for service, praying to be accepted by Krishna, try your best. You have nothing else to do now other than be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Touch Krishna in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra with your consciousness by hearing. Try your best. You have nothing else to do. Be with Krishna. If the humble desire comes to you to pray for service, to go deeper, let that mood enter your chanting. It's only a mood, not doing two things, not thinking two things, a mood, a humble mood, a gentle mood. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. Hare Krishna. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Keep focused on the simple goal, and you have nothing else to do. Keep focused on this point. This is my time with Krishna. Try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. We'll only chant another 5 minutes right now, so please try your best. Okay, Hare Krishna. Now you didn't know this, You just participated in a scientific experiment. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I'll make it two questions. How many of you, when I said we're only going to chant 5 minutes more, the question is going to be, did you chant better after that, or did you chant worse? Better or worse, meaning did you able to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra better, or did you hear it worse? Okay, all those who heard it better, raise your hand. All those who heard it worse, raise your hand. Because my experience is, this is my general experience, that as soon as you get a hint like that, it's going to be over, or I have two more rounds left only, or anything like that, the mind, rather than becoming more peaceful, this is what I noticed was the tendency, but some of you sounds like you had the opposite reaction. It starts going into time, the future. Oh, only this, only that, and then I'll be able to do this, and then I'll be able to do that. And we want to really avoid that. We want to keep the mind in the present. Because in the present, we can be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. We can't, if we think, oh, in the future, I'll be with Krishna. It doesn't quite work like that. But here's our chance to take the opportunity to take advantage of the ability to chant and be with Krishna as we chant, as best we are able on a level that is practical for us. So therefore, we suggest that don't worry so much about the future, and don't worry about the past, and don't worry about the world. I've also noticed that we've been chanting for over an hour and 10 minutes, and I haven't looked at my mobile phone during that time, and still the world is going on. So it's very important to remind ourselves of the importance of chanting the holy names in japa specifically. That's what we're speaking about now. And take advantage of this time very seriously. And tomorrow, we're all going to have the opportunity to go to an extremely powerful holy place, Terkadamba, and chant and chant and chant and chant and chant and chant and confront our minds and confront this, but chant and chant and chant and chant to find a shelter. Our attempt is to find a secure shelter in Krishna in the form of his holy names. Okay, does anyone have anyone like to say how their chanting was this time, in this session? Yes, Pooh. I think a microphone may help us at this point. Otherwise, you can, please. Yes. Did you hear during the session, were you able to hear one Hare Krishna mantra? Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to say how they did? It's a struggle to chant. Yes. So this is part of the realities of life, that Vrindavan is a special place. It's a special place. And it's more difficult to be in Vrindavan when we're in a different country. But yet, that's the reality. most of us will leave here and will go. So that leads to the question that we usually discuss right at the end of the retreat, is how to take the incredible atmosphere with us. And we can't, in one sense. But there are ways that can help us. But the main thing is this simple, that I would like to stress here at this particular japa class, this one, is to just try your best to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. If you're sincerely trying your best and you can't chant as well as you're chanting now, it's okay. It's okay. You can't expect to, in one sense. But when Krishna sees us trying our best to serve him, to be with him, so he'll reciprocate with that. He is called Bhava Grahi Janardana. He sees the sincerity of the attempt. Like the parents, when a young child is trying to speaking the first words. How old are the children when they first start to speak? Anyone have any recent experiences of this? How old? 1 year. We hear most of the answers from the mother's side over here. So he says, ba, dad, and he approximates. He only can approximate what proper speaking is. But the parents, when they see this, they're so happy that he's speaking, he's trying to speak. They don't say, you foolish child. You foolish child, don't you understand that that's not really what speaking is? No, they're so happy because they see the attempt, the sincerity of the attempt, and they know that it's just a matter of time before success is there. So we try to keep that attitude, and rather than being discouraged about all the mantras that I don't hear, be encouraged if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra. That's the way I look at it. Is that okay? Okay, thank you. But generally we speak about what we can take with us and how to take it with us. Yes, Paul.
I found it very helpful during the course of the chanting that what you say.
Yes.
Because the mind is still the same in the other things, you just give those very specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
To remind us what we're doing, because the mind is so tricky. I find it. You could be trying to chant sincerely and trying to be with Krishna and trying to be in the proper mood, and then the mind catches on something really, really simple, like a cough. And then just some little simple thing that it holds on to, you can say, oh, there's coughing. Then there's going to be another person coughing. And then what happens if I start coughing? And what happens if this? And then later in the day, it's going to get warmer, so I probably won't have to. Oh, later in the day, I'm going to. And it's almost time for prasadam. And suddenly I find that I'm gone. I'm not taking part in the conversation with Krishna anymore. So the simple attempt is to remind us that, yes, of what we're doing, why we're here, what were we doing when we're picking up the beads. We're trying to have a conversation with Krishna in that sense, a prayerful conversation. So it's so simple what I say, in one sense, that you could also tell yourself the same things. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? Yes. A little louder. Yes. It's a mood. Just like when you call your child, you're not doing two things. Calling the child and feeling affection for your child, it's not two things. Or by the tone, often we have, there's a whole lot of meaning, either anger or pleasure or please come. So the tone affects our mood. The tone of it, Krishna hears that. And he knows what we're, our mood. So the highest mood is to be calling him with love. And he hears that. And then he's there, completely manifest in the holy name. But if we don't have that mood, even if we chant somewhat mechanically, still he sees that, he hears that. The Ajamil pastime shows that. In Ajamil, he was thinking of his son. And Krishna heard, oh, my devotee is calling for me. This is, Prabhupada puts this in his an appendix at the end of that chapter, perhaps the second chapter or third chapter of the sixth canto. Of course, and he's getting this insight from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who's taking it from Srila Sridhar Swami, that Nama Vyarharana Vishnu Yatartas. The word, last word escapes me. Mati. So that he's hearing, my devotee's attention is on me. And it's my duty to protect him. And he's thinking of his son. So Krishna has that mood when we call out to him, when we chant. So the example I usually give is if you put some sugar, which is one thing, into your herbal tea, which is another thing, it mixes. So we mix a good mood into a devotional mood, a bhakti mood, as best we can, or just here, which is a bhakti, it's an attempt. So it's not two things, as you're saying, it's one thing, but it's a mood, bhakti. So you could be sweeping the floor with bhakti, then it's seva, it's not work. You could be doing whatever you're doing with bhakti, the chanting, or if I'm giving class or something, I could be thinking I want everyone to know that I give class so nicely, but that's not bhakti. And who's the loser? I'm the loser. But if I give class trying to glorify Krishna, then that's bhakti. So everything can be done. It depends on the mood, the intention, but the power of the it's in Sanskrit, the word is sarup siddhi bhakti, the power of certain items. They inherently have the potency of Krishna in them, his holy names, worshipping the deity, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Dham. These very potent items of devotional service, they inherently, naturally have the potencies of Krishna in them. So even if our intention isn't exactly right, our mood isn't exactly right, by the association with these items of bhakti, our mood gradually becomes right. So it's important to always try our best to always associate with these potent items of bhakti, surup siddha, items of bhakti, the holy names, the books, Krishna Katha, the deities, the Dham. Like that. Thank you. Any other questions or comments anyone else like to say how their chanting was? Or make any comments about life in general? Yes, Prabhu. I couldn't hear. Yes. When you've completed your 16 rounds. we should always chant. We should always chant. We should always chant. I've seen in Prabhupada's books him say that again and again and again. Practically speaking, that's the only protection. Because, as I said, the mind, in an innocently, seemingly innocent way, holds on to something, and suddenly it's gone. And where it goes can be a terrible place for us. So the real protection is to always chant, always chant, always chant. Yes. But if there was a microphone, the devotees in the back could hear. Otherwise, please speak as loudly as you can. Yeah, because we want to be with Krishna. So this is how we're with Krishna. We don't want to conquer Krishna. I mean, it's difficult since he's all-powerful and we're tiny and insignificant. But we want to be with Krishna, and we want... And this, His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj emphasizes more and more and more that we're dealing with a person here. There's a person who hears our name. He's the person who accepts our service. It's all very personal. And we could be chanting in a mechanical and impersonal way, and rather than getting the benefit that we want, we actually insult the person who is the holy name. Just, we've all had the experience probably of talking to someone, speaking to someone, and the person's mind is completely somewhere else. Usually I do this as a demonstration. I'll have someone talk to me and then speak to me, and I'll... So we want to... It's a matter of consciously connecting. We're already connected to Krishna. There's nothing we can do about it because we're his part and parcel, and all that in existence, all in existence comes from him. But to make the connection conscious, willing, and full of bhakti is what we want to this person, to this all-attractive person. So that was helpful for you to remind yourself that you want to touch Krishna in the form of the holy names by the process of your consciousness touching him, because we're already touching him. We can't avoid that. Even Maya is his energy. And the process of touching him, connecting with him consciously, is hearing. And then the process of getting more intimate in the relationship with Krishna is bhakti. Of Shravana, hearing is the first step in that. Is that okay? Also, but you just commented, and I commented on your comment. Hare Krishna. One last question or comment. Yes, Paul? Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, how nice. Yeah, because often devotees will ask, should I look at a photo? Should I look at deities? Should I look at the holy names? What's that word? There's a word for it that I never remember them. For the, when the holy names are written down. What is it? Yes. So people ask me sometimes, should I do this? Or should I chant with standing up? Should I chant with my eyes open? Should I chant fast? Should I chant slow? Should I chant loud? Should I chant soft? So the point is to hear. So what increases your hearing is what we should do. And practically, actually speaking, what increases our hearing and our attention more than anything else is affection. So that's the direction we wish to go in. Thank you. So it was helpful to have all these great personalities for us to meditate upon there. Okay, so it is just before 2 minutes, according to my watch, before nine. So take a few moments to share some deep thoughts with Krishna in the form of his holy names, in the form of the deities, in the form of the Dham, in the form of Giriraj, in the form of Guru, Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada. So be very prayerful. And then I think prasadam is at what time? Excuse me? 9 o'clock. Okay. It's nine. Okay, so you can offer your prayers and then offer your obeisances and then go take prasadam. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada bhaktavrinda ki jai. C.C. Krishna Balaram Radhasama Sunda Radhagovinda ki jai. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur. The land of Vrindavan ki jai.